Chapter 5. Jordan listened to all the voicemails friends left, but he only picked up when Ty called. He needed a friendly voice and not another customer service representative telling him that Ari's affairs needed to be handled by a legitimate family. He and Ty decided to meet up at a cafe. Jordan's tastes were less fried pub food and more about salads and made-to-order sandwiches, not that he had an appetite. Was it in the papers? Not the front page. Might make the headlines by Monday on TV, Ty said. Jordan, you know they'll spin this into being some kind of hate crime. But it really wasn't. You know that, right? You know it was a drug deal gone bad, right? Yeah, Ty, I know. Ari's drug use was something we fought about a few times, but it never really came between us. He seemed to keep things under control somehow. He never missed work or anything. I don't touch this shit myself. Got that out of my system when I was young. Gotta keep a clear head to run the business. And which business is that, Ty?
What are you talking about? The club, of course.
Right. Jordan tried to leave it at that.
No, what are you trying to say about my business, Jordan?
Nothing, just forget about it.
Sounds like you got some thoughts about my establishment. I want to hear this. I've been nothing but a friend to you.
Jordan didn't have any kind of proof that Freddy's Lounge was anything other than a queer club, but he couldn't help that he had suspicions about the gambling. The drugs, however, they were easy to spot, and Ty probably took a cut of it. He didn't seem affected by the economy's slump. There weren't too many industries that could say that, not legal ones anyway.
Speaking of the club, Ty, I was wondering if you could do me a favor. You insult my business and now you want a favor? I'll let that pass since your boyfriend just died at your birthday party, which I threw for you, don't forget.
He saw Jordan's defeated look.
What do you need?
Can I see the security camera footage from that night? Ty paused. He seemed focused on adding more mayo to his sandwich. Jordan waited. Then Ty stuffed a bite in his mouth and took the time to chew for a few seconds.
Why do you want to see that?
He shoved the food into one cheek.
I don't know. Closure, I guess. It was the last place Ari was. I want to see what went down.
Ty swallowed and gulped his soda.
There's no camera in that alley.
But you had inside cameras put up a few years ago after Mulaney's had trouble. I just want to see who might have been around Ari in his final moments.
You get that, right? Someone might have seen him in that alley and don't want to talk to the cops. They might be willing to talk to me.
All right. I'll pay for the lunch you didn't eat, and we can head over to Freddy's.
I'll box it up to take home. I just can't eat right now.
It's all right, pal. Let's go.
You've been listening to Vodka O'Clock Noir by Elizabeth Amber Love from AmberUnmasked.com. Thank you for sponsoring through Patreon.com/AmberUnmasked. Music provided by ASCAP through Free Play Music, composed by David Flavin and Roland Quitzitis.